Phoenix FM, the Feel Good Saturday, Alan Johnson with you until 12 o'clock. Now, next weekend sees an annual local event that's popular with children and grown-ups alike. It's the Stock Donkey Derby. And to find out what to expect, I'm joined by Martin Hardwick-Smith, who is the president of Brentwood Lions. They're the people behind it, along with the mother of a little girl who hopes to benefit from some of the money raised, Kelly Fist. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Morning.
I got you right there, Martin. You are the president.
Yes.
Excellent. Kelly, your little girl, Sadie, she's got cerebral palsy.
That's right.
Now, Martin, you popped in a year ago. It doesn't seem like that long ago. Because some of the money you were raising from last year's Donkey Derby was going towards a life-changing operation for Sadie. Martin, you give us an update in a moment on what happened with the money there and the operation. But I'm keen, first of all, Kelly, to hear a little bit about Sadie's story. I mean, it's quite a remarkable story. It all started, really, when you were on holiday in Spain.
Yes, that's right. We took a holiday in Spain in 2012 while I was pregnant with my second child, and I went into premature labour at about 25 weeks while in Spain. On holiday, I attended the hospital there, and they told me I was going into premature labour and tried to hold off my contractions and my labour. And luckily enough, I had private health insurance through my work, Bupa, and they arranged to fly me home in what was a private jet.
So this was literally a specially chartered flight.
To get me home, yeah.
Wow.
Get me home in hopefully in one piece with just me, and which they did. They did a fantastic job of. They flew a plane out from Oxford with a couple of midwives, and it was the plane was kitted out with an incubator and stuff. You know, should I have given birth in air, which luckily I didn't. And
that's literally VIP treatment.
It was sort of
VIP treatment.
Yeah,
I wish
I could say I enjoyed it, but I didn't really. I was incredibly anxious. But yeah, we managed to fly home. We flew straight into Southend Airport, which is obviously fabulous, and then went straight to Basildon Hospital, and I had her about 5 hours later. So she was desperate to come out and desperate to be an Essex girl.
So how early was she?
She was born at 27 weeks, so she was 13 weeks early, and she weighed a very, very tiny £2.10.
Right, and were there presumably were a lot of complications. She was
very, very tiny. She was actually very good weight for 27 weeks. However, because she was born so early and everything wasn't developed enough, she spent the first 3 months of her life in a neonatal unit at Basildon Hospital, where she was on an incubator on a CPAP, which is almost a breathing apparatus to help her breathe. But she suffered. It was an emotional roller coaster, as they call it. Lots of mums that have been in a neonatal unit, one minute she's doing fabulously and you're looking towards taking her home, and then they take a dip and then she's not so great. But she went up and down a lot in the first 3 months, but she came out literally a day before her due date. I brought her home and she was a tiny, tiny little baby. But at the time, we wasn't aware that there was any kind of long-term complications with her. She seemed okay. We were told that she was well and fine. And it wasn't until a year later, so it was pretty much a year to the day we brought her home, that we had gone. She'd missed various milestones throughout that year, which we just put down to her prematurity. However, she was under some specialists and physiotherapists at Brentwood Community Hospital who had sent her for further tests at Great Ormond Street. And at that point, I thought there might be something they were looking for. We had a lot of equipment at home they were recommending. And when they asked me to look at the case studies, some of the case studies were pointing towards cerebral palsy. And at that point, that was the first time I hadn't even considered there would be anything wrong with Sadie, let alone something like cerebral palsy. And our ultimate fear was confirmed on the 30th of July 2013 that she did in fact have some damage to her brain due to her premature birth, and that was in fact had caused a cerebral palsy.
So she was about one by now.
It was just after her first birthday, yeah. But her first birthday highlighted the fact that she was very behind when you can look to her in comparison. It's a big milestone. She should have been doing a lot of things, which we just put down to her prematurity.
And you'd already had a little boy, so you knew what to expect.
Yes, you kind of know, and I think there's always a maternal instinct. I very much hoped I was wrong, but I couldn't help but have a nagging feeling that something wasn't quite right. And as I say, that was confirmed, unfortunately.
So what is cerebral palsy?
Cerebral palsy is a neurological condition which is caused by damage to the brain, normally during birth or after birth if there's some sort of infection or something, and it affects effectively your muscles. So cerebral palsy, it's really hard to describe cerebral palsy in a whole. It's very much an umbrella term. Some children are very mildly affected. Some children are very severely affected. Sadie is relatively mild in the fact that she's not mentally affected. She's incredibly bright. She's very much on the ball, but she's severely affected physically.
What about her speech?
Her speech is incredible. She's very bright. She very much bosses me and her big brother around. There's nothing that she can't do, can't say. She can count to 10 in French. She's very, very bright. But it's just literally physical difficulties with Sadie.
What about, so it's her mobility. Now, last year, Martin, you came in and you were talking about raising money at last year's Donkey Derby in Stock for Sadie. She was due to have an operation.
That operation, if I can butt in there, Kelly, was postponed because she wasn't, strong enough, or the muscles weren't grown to give full support.
That's true.
What actually is the operation, Kelly?
The operation itself is called selective dorsal rhizotomy, which we call SDR for short. And what they do is they go. So it's an operation where they make an incision in her back. They go into her spine and they effectively cut the sensory nerve endings in her back. So cerebral palsy causes something called spasticity, which causes her muscles to be incredibly stiff. So Sadie's unable to stand or have any kind of posture or balance because she's so stiff all the time. And she has associated difficulties in her arms. However, what they do is with the spasticity, they'll go into her spine, they'll cut the sensory nerve endings that causes that stiffness, which then effectively makes the muscles incredibly weak. And then what you do afterwards is you have very intense, constant physiotherapy to build those muscles up to get her into a standing position.
So the end result is that she will
be able to stand. Her posture will be improved. She'll be able to stand up nice and straight, which gives her a nice balance and platform to be able to stand flat-footed, which is something she's unable to do at the moment. She's on tippy toes. And give her the base to be able to take steps unaided. Mm. I say unaided, you know, maybe with sticks or a walking frame to start with, but, you know, after an operation, sky's the limit.
Where I described it as life-changing, it really is, isn't it? It's not actually a cure, is it?
No, that's correct. With cerebral palsy, there is no cure. However, unlike other lifelong incurable conditions, this is the closest thing Sadie and other children have to a cure. It's not a cure, but it's the closest thing they have to a miracle, although I tend to use the word miracle loosely, because a miracle is something that happens instantly or overnight, whereas these children have a very, very, it's a long term, it's going to be a very, very long, hard road, but it's the closest thing to...
This is an operation that other children have been through before, presumably.
Yes, that's right. A lot of children have had the operation done in America, in St. Louis, which is where it was first originally performed. We're actually having it done in London at the Portland Hospital. They also do it at the Great Ormond Street Hospital and hospital in Nottingham and a couple of other places around the country. We specifically chose London because it's convenient for us as a family. I've got another little boy who's in school, and I didn't want to, our lives have been disrupted enough, and I didn't want to have to travel away to America to do that when the surgeon here is absolutely fabulous. We've met families that have had the SDR, and we've seen the amazing effects this operation has had on their children, and it just confirms everything that we hoped the operation would be, and more for Sadie.
And I'm guessing that as you're raising money for the operation and for Sadie's aftercare, it's not actually provided on the NHS.
No, that's probably the saddest thing about it, and it's a crime really that this operation isn't available on the NHS for children. You know, parents and families of children with special needs face so much, you know, heartache and issues every single day with children with special needs. So to have to then have the added pressure of having to raise a huge amount of money for an operation that they should really be able to have available in the NHS is a real shame. But As I always think, you know, if the operation was £1 million, if it meant your daughter would be able to walk, you know, then there's no price tag on that.
You can't put a price on it, can you?
But you really can't.
But actually, you have to put a price on it because it does have a price, which is where people like the Lions. Do just give a quick plug to your Just Giving page.
Yes, we have a Just Giving page for Sadie. It's www.justgiving.com/standupforSadie. We also have a Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/standupforSadie, which are where, so it's a Just Giving page. You can make donations if you'd like to. You know, no amount is too small. And our Facebook page very much highlights, you know, Sadie's journey, so you can travel along with her. It's pre, during and post-op, and it's an opportunity for people to see just how Sadie's getting on and really where your money's going. We've got a beautiful video of her on there recently of her riding her own specially adapted trike, pushing the pedals around with her own feet, something we almost never thought we'd see, you know, pre-op. So, and I think it has the ability to make most people smile looking at that page.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. Look, we need to take a break there, but we will come back, find out some more about Sadie and the operation and her aftercare as well. Also keen to find out about the Donkey Derby itself and what other things Brentwood Lions have got planned.
Phoenix FM,
25 to 11. It's Saturday morning. Alan Johnson with you with the Feel Good Saturday, and I'm chatting with Kelly Fisk, whose daughter Sadie's life started with an incredible story of survival, being born very prematurely. Kelly is raising money for Sadie to have an operation to enable Sadie to walk. Sadie has cerebral palsy. Brentwood Lions Club are helping to raise that target of around about £60,000 for her, and they're doing that partly through next week's Donkey Derby, which is taking place in Stock. Martin, you do this every year, don't you, the Donkey Derby?
This will be the 22nd year that the Donkey Derby's been held. Originally, it was set up to provide funds for people suffering from cancer. We gave donations to Macmillan Nurses and to various hospices, in that it was set up by a former landlady of the Bear in Stock. Unfortunately, she had breast cancer, which proved fatal in those days. So it's a memory we've carried on. We took over the event 14 years ago here, and it's grown gradually from, a small event in a small field to a large event in a large field. We now hold it from in an airfield in Ingatston Road. Ed Knapp's field, and he's very kind to let us use the field free of charge. It's a big event. We have the donkey races, 8 donkey races. We invite young individuals to come along and ride, and that there's also bouncy castles, shows by dance theatre, a good family event. It's fairly inexpensive to come along for a weekend, £2 to get in for an adult, £1 for a child, and all of the monies raised go to charity. Now, as Lions, we support local charities. We're part of Brentwood. We're pleased to raise money for Sadie's operation and aftercare. Unfortunately, we're not going to get the whole £60,000 on there, but really, Kelly and Mark, Sadie's parents, have done an awful lot, really tireless work to fund that money. And it is a disappointment in that perhaps a year ago there was a possibility that she was on an NHS waiting list. But with all things, with cutbacks, that particular avenue has been closed. So they're now down to raise funds personally. And that's also everyone who's committed to raising funds for this event can do through the giving page, which Kelly has said. Brentwood Lions would like you to come along and enjoy the day. Looking at the forecast, we're in the late 70s for that day, plenty of sunshine. And those who came last year really had an enjoyable time. It was difficult to close down because people wanted us to go on and on and on.
And this is next Sunday, isn't it? Afternoon.
This is next Sunday, the 4th. The postcode, if you've got a pencil there, CM4
9 PD. We're at Brock's Farm, Ingerston Road. There's going to be lots of signposts from Billericay and from Stock. The gates open at 12 o'clock. We've got presentations by Ballymar Dance Theatre, and then the Donkey Derbies, the Donkey Races after that. Plenty of classic and car static display, and that's going to be featuring the Starsky and Hutch original car.
The original car?
The original car. This is owned by a collector who lives in Stock, Ian Thompson, who's very kindly bringing the car and a couple of other prestige vehicles that he owns. But
that is quite an amazing attraction in itself.
Yes, it is.
Talking about the donkey races themselves, is there a minimum age for that?
10 to 15.
Right.
And also a weight restriction of that, around about 8 stone. But we normally find that the children who come along bring their own hats, bring their own gear, and they either have some racing, let's say, riding experience. It's not a full-out race. You've got 7 donkeys lining up. And if 2 reach the end, that would be historic. they stop for a munch of the grass. They have a wander around. But
you've just spoilt the illusion.
Well, I think the illusion is that it's a fun day, and I think you can burst
absolutely
your sides,
I'm
laughing,
sure,
at what the animals get up
You've
to.
You've certainly not spoilt that.
We have.
They don't need to have a riding experience, but I guess
no,
that
you don't.
Helps, doesn't it?
You have to have parental, say, permission for that, because in all things we've got health and safety
and
to look.
Is it necessary to register in advance?
No, you can't register in advance. You can on the day if you come early on the day. And again, we've got 8 races, 7. Donkeys racing each race. The winners of the first, let's say, 7 races are put into the 8th race. So we have a championship race and rosettes to go with that. We've had produced a program with advertisers and, let's say, sponsors of donkeys. We have some very hilarious names thought up for the donkeys. And as I say, we have a licensed bar, we're going to have a barbecue there, a Pim's bar, an ice cream van, which was sorely needed last year in the very soaring
temperatures
again we have.
Next weekend.
And is it from 12 o'clock to 4:30?
Great, and it's going to be a lot of fun, not just about the donkey races,
no.
A lot of other things taking place
as well.
It is.
Could I also mention that we have a Facebook page?
Please do.
And it's at www.facebook.com/Stock Donkey Derby, all one word.
Nice and easy. So that's Facebook.
It is.
Somebody just does a search for Stock Donkey Derby, then they will find it there. I know that as a Lions Club, you're smart, quite a small group of people, but you work hard throughout the year raising money for local charities, for people like Sadie. And other charities as well. What other events have you got coming up?
Well, we have our usual Christmas collection, and that is around Brentwood for, let's say, the first 2 weeks of December. And we're in the High Road with our static collection on the 10th of December. That's Saturday, the 10th of December. Please come along, say hello, put some money in the bucket. And what we usually do with the monies raised there is take some disadvantaged children from sponsored by Home Start charity to a pantomime. That's in Southend. And I think, Kelly, last year, Sadie joined us.
Sadie did, and Sadie's big brother Ben got to join too, and yeah, so did Mum. So we had a fab time.
Great.
Was really, really good. And the children were all spoilt rotten. They all got an ice cream included and a lovely little, you know, a goodie bag to take home. It was a lovely day. It was wonderful to see the children have a nice time.
Kelly, what does the support of the Lions mean to you?
We're incredibly lucky. The Lions approached us. They'd heard about Sadie through one of my son Ben's school friends. Dad's is part of the Lions. And they approached us, and I must admit, in all honesty, I hadn't heard of the Lions up until then. Me and my husband met with the Lions, and they explained what they did, and that they would like to help us. And they've very kindly agreed to donate some money from last year's Donkey Derby towards Sadie's towards our campaign for Sadie. And to be honest, the money they've donated, it takes us months to raise that kind of money, which is, you know, they've kindly offered to donate £5,000. And for me and Mark, who, you know, constantly fundraise, we have various different things going on in events and we have people running the marathons, it just takes the pressure off us a little bit when people are kind enough to want to help and put money towards Sadie. And the Lions were fabulous. We had a great time at Donkey Derby last year. Sadie very much made it Sadie's Donkey Derby. You know, she enchanted everyone with her little personality and stuff there. And it was lovely to meet all the Lions. And she got to meet all the Lions, which was really nice. And it was a great day out.
And as well as having support from the Lions, you, as you were saying, you've got your own Just Giving page and you work tirelessly raising money yourselves as a family. You've got an event coming up as well.
We have, yeah. Our biggest event that we put on, it'll be our third year running this year. I host a charity ball gala dinner. It's taking place this year on Saturday the 1st of October. At Pontlands Park Hotel in Chelmsford. This is our biggest fundraiser. It's a black tie event. We normally have a very good turnout. We've got just one table of 10 left. And we have a very good turnout on the evening. We have an auction, a luxury prize draw, a DJ. We have a live singer for a drinks reception. It's a good opportunity for everyone to come along, get really dressed up and have a great night. We always have really good response and we have great feedback. It's a good opportunity for everyone to come together, and I don't feel like I'm constantly knocking on people's door. People come along and they donate money, you know, or bid on auction prizes that, you know, what we try to think of, you know, things that you can't buy off the shelf, you know, unique items, and everyone seems to have a good time and then get to have a boogie at the end of the night and they're fed and watered and everyone's happy, and we tend to raise a lot of money from that.
That's brilliant. And details on the Facebook page, presumably?
Details on the Facebook page, or people can contact me directly through Facebook or through Stand Up for Sadie's Facebook page.
Fantastic. Look, we are running out of time here, but I do just want to find out a little bit about Sadie as a person, because what I can imagine she doesn't want to have happen is to be defined by cerebral palsy. That's not who Sadie is. Sadie's a person, and she's got a brother, Ben, who I guess, you know, a lot of the attention is put onto Sadie. What's the difference in age between Sadie and Ben?
There's 2 years and 2 months between Ben and Sadie. And Sadie is full of personality. She really does light up a room with her cheeky little smile, and she's got an incredible personality, and her sense of humour is on point. She's always loves to make people laugh, and that's the best thing about Sadie. And her brother Ben is incredibly supportive, and there's nothing he won't do for Sadie, and he never moans and he never whinges about having to help Sadie, and he's quite happy to assist her or stand in the shadows while she takes centre stage. And he's a wonderful, wonderful big brother to her. And I think that's part and parcel of Sadie being who she is. But she's never been defined by cerebral palsy, and I can't imagine she ever will be. She very much wants to do all the things that her big brother can do. And she wants to dance like every little girl does. And there's lots of things that she wants to do. And she attends hippotherapy, which is a therapy whereby she rides horses. They do physiotherapy on the horse. And for her, that's every little girl's dream, to ride a horse. And it makes physiotherapy not so dull. It's fun for her. But she's a fabulous little girl. And as I say, she's very enchanting. And most people fall in love with her, and she knows that as well. She uses that to her advantage most of the time. And she's due to start school week after next at the same school as her brother.
Oh, so it's a big time.
She's going to mainstream school, so we're really, really pleased with that. She's a very funny little girl, and I know that she'll just excel in everything that she does.
And Sadie and Ben are soon going to have another little brother or sister.
They are, yeah. In about 7 weeks' time, we are expecting another little girl, actually.
Wow. So, yeah. Well, a very, very busy time for you. Really appreciate you popping in this morning, Kelly, to tell
Thanks
us more about
me.
Sadie. And thank you also to you, Martin. Before you go, can you just remind us again about your Facebook pages? So for the Donkey Derby,
it's www.facebook.com/stock. Donkey Derby.
And for Sadie?
Sadie's is www.facebook.com facebook.com/standupforsadie.
Stand up for Sadie, and also you've got the Just Giving page as well. Kelly, Martin, thank you so much for popping in this morning. Best of luck with the Donkey Derby next weekend. Dependent to some extent on the weather, but don't worry about that. It's going to be absolutely
fine.
That's Martin Hardwick-Smith, who is the president of Brentwood Lions, along with Kelly Fisk, who's raising £60,000. That's the target anyway, for a special operation and also aftercare to enable her little girl Sadie to walk. And if you'd like to help, I will put those details of the Just Giving page and the Facebook pages up on my website a little bit later on, or on our website. It's not mine, it's phoenixfm.com, being a little bit possessive there. My part of the website is the Feel Good Saturday. Also, we'll put our chat up there a little bit later on as well.